Now joined by the head coach up at Mercer for the Lady Cardinals softball program. Just to have everybody aware here, coach included, we're recording this on Tuesday. This is going to air, normally they air on Monday. Doesn't happen on Labor Day week, so this is going to air tomorrow night, coach, Wednesday night, about 6:05 or so. So we're going to be talking about something that by the time this airs is going to be 24 hours in the past. But as we're recording this mid-morning on Tuesday, it's cool and damp and it's rained in spots. And you don't know if you're going to have a Tuesday trip down to Winston.
We don't know. We're crossing our fingers and hoping Mother Nature gives us a break. So we need to find ourselves on the field and playing some games.
Yeah. At some points, you kind of like the group that you have, but you really don't know what they're going to have until you get on the field and actually start playing some games.
You know, we've had a tremendous amount of practices and a tremendous amount of practice time on the field. But right now, you know, in terms of games, we've had our jamboree and we saw Green City last week. So that's really about all we have to go from right now.
Yeah, Green City, was it Thursday or Friday, coach?
That was Thursday.
Okay.
Yes.
Late week
I've
anyway.
Since then.
What was the final and how did the girls look?
The final was 13-5 us. The girls looked really good. So, it was definitely a nice night, offensively. The bats were going. We had, several hits and the girls were just, they were super, super aggressive. We had some really nice defensive plays, some standout moments for some girls. It was a nice evening for us.
Did anybody really stand out with a bat, coach, or was it really balanced for you 1-9?
You know, in all honesty, it was kind of balanced. I mean, we had several girls that left the evening with 3 or 4 hits combined, but it was really, really exciting to see some of our freshmen just really step up to the plate and put the bat to the ball. So Maddie Fisher had a couple of doubles. She had a triple. Emma Shipley, she also had a couple of doubles. She had a single. They brought in some nice handful of RBIs. Bree Shipley had a triple. She came off the bench, played third base, got right into the batter's box, had a nice hard hit down the left field line and got a nice little triple there. So Jordan Kuhn had an in-the-park home run. Katie Hill had a triple. So there were some nice at-bats for the Lady Cardinals that night.
Well, let's talk Winston, because whether or not you play him on Tuesday night, or the game gets moved, and again, this is going to air Wednesday, so we don't know at this point if the game's going to move, but at some point you're going to make that trip to Winston. And they beat Tri-County last week, which is a very good win for the Redbirds.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That definitely allows us to kind of take that information and feed off of it and kind of think about strategically how we're going to set ourselves up tonight against Winston. So we're really looking forward to it. I'm hoping Mother Nature allows us to season playing time.
Absolutely. When it comes to Green City, coach, I go back to, usually this isn't always the case. Sometimes there is a rebuilding year, and it might sound like it's a rebuilding year at Green City, but if you win that game, and you know, this we're talking girls sports here in Mercer and Green City, you generally match up pretty well against one another, and whoever wins that game, it tells me that they got a pretty nice ball club and they're going to get some confidence from that, and I'm sure the girls got a lot of confidence from that victory.
You know, it was exciting for them. It's been a handful of years since we've found ourselves on the winning side against Green City. So they did lose a handful of players, but they did have 5 returning seniors in their starting lineup. So that, again, you know, just kind of playing that mental game and letting my girls know that information. You know, you play that mental game and get their confidence up. And the bats were just rolling. So we're hoping that even though it's been a handful of days since we've found ourselves competing, that we can take that energy and still take it and lead that into our game against Winston.
I think it's been about a week and a half since they had the COVID positive cases over at both Ridgeway and Canesville, which of course makes up East Terrace. And the tournament's off. The game last week is off. You got a trip, it looks like, to Canesville on the 17th. Have you heard anything about them getting back or just anything from conference scuttlebutt about how things are going over at East Terrace?
Unfortunately, I have not heard anything in the realms of makeup games or anything. I've only heard that I know this week that they are going virtual, but nothing has been shared or discussed with me about makeup games or makeup times. just cancellations, unfortunately.
Well, and we know this, too. You know, this is the way it is. If you get a positive, it's generally 2 weeks of not doing a whole lot and being in quarantine. So if it's 2 weeks, you're probably not going to hear anything here for another handful of days.
Right, right. I am hopeful that we will see some playing time against them. But, again, I'm just thinking, I know with them going virtual this week and just it just doesn't sound promising, unfortunately.
Princeton's had a really good team going here for a number of years, especially last year when they made it to the state playoffs and won districts and really had a golden opportunity to beat Platte Valley and just couldn't kind of slam the door with that one. But as I look at this game coming up on Monday of next week, from your perspective, Coach, you got Princeton coming to your place, and you feel like you're better, certainly, through one game. The girls have shown that they're improved. We know what Princeton has and the challenge that they are, but I'm looking at from a Mercer's perspective Monday as a really big opportunity.
You know, we're really excited about the Princeton game. It's always super fun. The girls know each other on the field and off the field, so it's always a very competitive game. It definitely sets ourselves up for some mental coaching as well, because you're not just finding yourself coaching the game when you're having to coach your players because you know they're playing their friends. It definitely takes a little bit more strategy and strategic planning in that regard, but we're really excited to see Princeton. They definitely have a great ball team, a great ball club. I know they have a nice handful of freshmen that have found themselves in a starting position, so you know, they've got a lot of good things going for them, and hopefully, you know, we show up and put the bat to the ball and make their defense work.
The biggest thing that you got to figure out against Princeton is, and it starts in the circle. Can Mercer put some pressure, get some runners on base against Lauren Crone? And as good as Lauren is, that's easier said than done.
You know, I think Lauren is an outstanding pitcher. She does a great job. I also, you know, we tell our girls there isn't a single pitcher that you're going to see or face that is not hittable. So we have seen games where she has done amazing, and we have seen games where she struggles. So we're all human, and, you know, we have to show up, and we have to play our game, and we have to be aggressive no matter who we're playing. So whether you're seeing a Lauren Crone or you're seeing someone else that maybe isn't quite to that competitive standpoint or that caliber, the game is still the same. So you have a bat in your hand, and your goal is to put that ball in play and allow those defense to make some errors. So that's what we're hoping to do.
The game against Winston on Tuesday, again, we have not heard at this Tuesday recording. This is going to air on Wednesday, as we've been saying, but that's going to be the conference opener for Mercer. The game with Princeton on Monday night at Mercer starts at 5:30. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Thank you.